Good morning. We continue that cool easterly to northeasterly fetch off of the North Atlantic overnight, and showers came down heavily at times in spots. In some areas, we saw just a plain steady rain late yesterday and overnight last night, and we're waking up damp and chilly this morning with occasional showers. Low pressure along the mid-Atlantic coast combined with high pressure in southern parts of Ontario, combining to produce that easterly fetch, will be persistent all day long today. So thick clouds, occasional showers, some bursts of rain, cool temperatures, and highs only averaging in the lower to mid-50s. More of the same tonight with that onshore flow keeping showers around, otherwise cloudy and cool with areas of fog as lows drop back into the upper 40s to around 50. A bit of a break tomorrow. Still some energy passing by with lots of clouds and an occasional shower, but less in the way of steadier rainfall. In fact, as this system moves through, we have a better chance at seeing some bright spots or maybe even a break or two of sunshine tomorrow afternoon late in the day. And this would allow temperatures to reach into the lower 60s. High pressure will start to build in Tuesday night and be with us all day long Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. The response from that strong June sun will create temperatures in the lower to mid-70s for highs. And with a mix of sun and clouds and a continuation of the dry weather into Thursday, we'll see highs in the middle to upper 70s. The next front will head our way for the day on Friday with mostly cloudy skies. We run the risk at a few showers or thunderstorms. Highs will stay in the mid-70s, though, but we'll dry it out in time for the weekend with plenty of sunshine both days in the upper 70s to around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of Montana into the western Dakotas and eastern Idaho. Strong heating with cool air aloft will result in destabilization across a large area from Oregon and Idaho into Montana and Wyoming during the day today, with modest southwesterly flow aloft. A rapid increase in storm coverage and intensity is expected by mid-afternoon, with southwesterly low-level flow favoring upslope flow into southeastern Idaho and southwestern Montana. A mixed storm mode with hail and wind is likely, progressing eastward into eastern Montana during the evening. And the National Hurricane Center continues to track powerful Hurricane Andres over the open waters of the eastern Pacific. Maximum sustained winds are now up to 145 miles per hour with higher gusts. The hurricane is over 800 miles west of Baja California and continues to move away from land. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 3 p.m. Eastern Time back on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Blue River, British Columbia, Canada, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in light rain and fog, 36 degrees with a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 2 miles visibility in moderate rain and fog, 51 degrees with a dew point of 48. 89% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.16 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Baraga Plains, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-60s, Boston cloudy, damp and breezy with showers and highs in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a few showers and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 71 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature 60, that's 3 degrees below average. 0.26 of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany. For the month of May, a total of 1.05 inches, which is the seventh driest May on record going back to 1826. And it's also 2.56 inches below our seasonal average. 8.72 inches for the year, which is 6.06 inches of rain below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees. The average low, 52. The record high 94 set in 1918 and the record low 35 in 1945. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening 8:27 p.m., 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, cool, and damp with occasional showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, cool and damp, occasional showers today, and highs in the mid to upper 50s. More showers tonight, lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and damp, cool today with occasional showers, and highs in the lower to mid 50s. More showers tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, cool, and damp with occasional showers today and highs in the mid-50s. More showers tonight and lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, cloudy and damp, chilly today with occasional showers and highs in the mid-50s. More showers tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers, some sunshine late in the day, and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly sunny and milder Wednesday, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-70s Thursday. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Friday in the mid-70s, and upper 70s to around 80 with plenty of sunshine over the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.